was not my expectation.
Oh, weep my heart, to see him bring such joy, and pains me more to seal his awful fate. Pray, hear me truly, Han. Whatever else may happen, hear these words. This moment doth recall for me our past together, which is sweetness in my memory.
Indeed. 'Tis well to see thee thriving so, my friend.
And thou hast hit the mark. Our duties bear, and grave responsibilities are mine. 'Tis but the price of one success, I suppose.
Exeunt Han Solo, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, and Lando. Enter another 3PO droid.
What joy to see a kind, familiar face.
Chuta!
Exit 3PO droid.
Oh, how rude. But pray, what's here?
C-3PO enters another room.
Was that an R2 unit sound I heard? Is it possible that R2-D2's here? Hello? Who is here in?
Enter a shadowy figure.
Say, who art thou?
Alas! This is my end. An enemy. If only I could others tell. Oh, me!
Excellent. A C-3PO is shot into pieces. Enter Princess Leia.
Time's passage hath not soothed my mind's distress. Full many moments we have waited here within this lovely city in the clouds, yet I am neither rested nor relaxed. Foreboding doth creep o'er me like a plague. My mind is sore afeared, my hands do shake, and nowhere can my troubled soul find peace. The quick permission given us to land, the too familiar welcome Lando gave, a small apartment offered for our use. It seems as though we were expected here, though how this could have happened I know not. For surely when the Imperial fleet broke up, we in the opposite direction flew. But e'en beyond that worry there is more. For though I do not love the prating droid, C-3PO has not been seen since our arrival here. We have too much of quiet. I almost miss his constant chattering.
Enter Han Solo.
All shall be well. The ship is fixed with care. There are but two or three things more, then will we make our swift departure hence. 'Tis fair?
The swiftest shall be best. Something is still awry. Where is C-3PO? He hath not seen us or been seen for many hours, and no one knows about his way or path. Hath he lost all his faithful droidly sense? Most happily would I by him be annoyed if it did mean that he at least were near.
I shall inquire of Lando about the droid, but in the meantime, Leia, have no fear.
I trust not Lando.
Neither, sweet, do I. Yet he's my friend who helpeth us. Dost see? I'll warrant that we soon from here shall fly.
Then thou shalt take thy flight as well, from me.
The future has its own time yet to write. And whether or not we worry, my good lass, it comes as sure as day doth follow night. So think not of it, till it come to pass.
Exeunt Han Solo and Princess Leia. Enter a merry band of Ugnaughts, singing as they pass around parts of C-3PO's body.
Pass me that.
Oh, give me this.
The Ugnaughts are a-working.
Oh, pass the head.
Give me the chest.
Our duty's never shirking.
Thou naughty droid.
Thou hast been caught.
Thy prying never ceases.
Your lesson learned.
A treasure learned.
For now thou art in pieces.
Enter Chewbacca. Chewbacca begins collecting pieces of C-3PO.
Take not the arms,
pray lead the legs.
Thy greed thou art revealing,
but not shall last,
for nothing doth
our treasures thou art stealing.
So shall we speak
a proverb true,
with voices loudly ringing. It easy came
and easy goes,
but still we keep on singing.
Exeunt Ugnaughts singing. Enter Han Solo and Princess Leia.
I see, Chewbacca, thou hast found the droid, at least some small and varied parts of him. Oh, what hath happened?
Thou hast found him upon a junk pile? What? How can that be? C-3PO was fine when we arrived, but now I fear he is more dread than droid.
'Tis such a mess. Canst thou repair him, good Chewbacca?
Lando's people can provide the cure.
Nay, thank you, I'll not haft.
Enter Lando.
Forgive me, worthy guests. Do I intrude?
Nay, verily.
Oh, but thou art a beauty. I prithee, never leave. Thou dost belong with us, in our great city in the clouds. Thy loveliness doth put the sun to shame. Thy brightness of your cheek would shame the stars.
This scoundrel too familiar is. Now do I see that though I once thought Han uncouth, he is the sweetest smuggler ever lived. Thou hast my thanks.
Now come, will ye join me for some repast? Chewie, fear thou not. Be sure I meant that all invited are.
Seeing C-3PO.
Is there some matter with your droid?
Nay, I know not of any matter.
They walk, leaving C-3PO's parts.
Tell me, though, as we proceed to supper, art thou an accepted member of the mining guild?
Nay, we are none. Our operation is still small enough that we may be discreet. 'Tis advantageous to our customers, for they are anxious to escape attention.
Oh, all this talk of business, mines, and stealth. My mind cannot abide it, for I sense that terrible events shall soon befall. Within my mind a vision of some pain begins to form, but still is indistinct. Would that I had some time to clear my thoughts.
But art thou not afraid the Empire shall find out about your operation, and then drive you out of business, or even worse?
'Tis there a danger that looms over us, and all that we have built in Bespin's walls. But things have just developed which shall make our future safe and well secured. A deal I've with the Empire made that shall keep them far distant from our operations.
They arrive at a door and open it. Enter Darth Vader and Boba Fett, revealed inside.
But what is this? Betrayal? Hands, take flight. My blaster shall I use, and save us yet!
Han fires, but Vader deflects the blast and uses the Force to take Han's blaster.
We would be honored should ye join us here.
I am most sorry, worthy friend. They did arrive in Bespin ere thou here didst fly.
No sorrier I do expect than I.
Exeunt. Scene 4. Bespin, the Cloud City. Enter guards 1 and 2.
Oi! Well met, worthy friend. What dost thou here?
I have been poring o'er our city's plans.
What's this? A newfound interest? Shalt thou turn architect?
Nay, and yet I have found something curious.
Indeed?
Indeed.
Pray tell.
The city hath been built within the Empire's strict specifications for design and building standards.
Aye, 'twas wise. Thus may the Bespin Council never have a reason for to fear the Empire's sharp inspectors.
Verily, but follow on. That they unto the code this city built is not the thing that I found strange. Instead, it was the code's requirements I did mark. For didst thou know the Empire doth require that any major structure shall include at least one chasm that's deep and long and dark? Not only shall these chasms exist, the code doth further specify that they shall be abutting pathways where pedestrians may walk. The Death Star that was built some years ago had evidently several of these holes, and our Cloud City has them too. Is not this strange?
I know them well, and did go walking past just such a gaping hole that led to nothingness but yesterday. But wherefore dost thou say 'tis strange, I pray?
It simply maketh little sense to put such vast deep holes in every structure next to well-worn paths. Could not a person by some simple misstep fall most easily down one of these great chasms? So wherefore place such hazards into every structure built?
I see your reasoning, but shall rebut.
Oh?
The Empire is the greatest strength e'er known. 'Tis true?
Of course, I'd not say otherwise.
And any great thing, person, beast, or realm, doth put its greatness on display. Agreed?
'Tis natural, I'll warrant. Pray say on.
I posit that the Empire doth command that structures have these chasms immense, because it is through their immensity that our great Empire's strength is shown. And since they are vast hoes that deadly are, should one fall in, they send a message strong and clear to all. The Empire is a proud and mighty power, and doth not fear sure death, but laughs at it.
Ah.
In faith, we are so full of life that we walk by our certain passing daily. It is but quotidian for us, and yet we have no fear.
Thy point is clearly made, but still I think it strange that this is true. A structure is not whole till it hath holes. Such things lie far beyond my understanding. Yet do I trust there is a master plan.
Oh, shall we to supper, friend?
Forsooth, lead on. I'm famished.
Aye.
Exeunt guards 1 and 2.
I'm having the lamb tonight.
Oh, I can't eat lamb anymore.
What?
I'm vegan.
Enter Lando.
No, what is this dire sound I just have heard? My friend Han Solo screaming in great pain. The shrieks of man turned victim through my fault. My quick decision to protect myself.
Exeunt guards 1 and 2.
Yet what choice had I? Could I else have done? No person in my place would differently behave.
Enter Lando.
No choice had I but one. To save myself, my interests, and my beloved Cloud City from a dark and awful fate. Yet ever shall my soul be haunted by these dismal howls of my old friend. Unless I can find some way to make recompense. But how shall that e'er be, whilst Vader's threats do cast their shadows o'er my every move? I know not how, but yet it must be so. I shall, belike with loyal Lobot's help, discover yet a way to make this right, and save myself from a betrayer's name.
Enter Lobot, Darth Vader, and Boba Fett.
Thou mayst take Captain Solo and transport him unto Jabba. Once Skywalker has arrived and captured Bin. Say, is this clear?
'Tis, my lord. But Solo is no good to me should he be dead upon delivery. He hath been tortured severely in this last hour. 'Tis well, but I prithee do not kill the man ere I deliver him to Jabba.
No harm beyond undoing shall he bear.
Lord Vader, do I comprehend this fully? Thou shalt surrender hand unto this man? This bounty hunter here? So what is next? I prithee tell me, what shall happen to both Leia and the Wookiee?
Never shall they leave this city.
This doth push the bounds too far. Imprisonment was never a condition of the bargain we did make, and 'twas not in the plan to hand o'er hand unto this bounty hunter.
Mayhap thou dost think thou hast unfairly treated Bean.
A threat is in his voice and aspect. Nay, for I shall model flexibility.
'Tis well. 'Twould be a pity should I feel it necessary to retain a full and armored garrison in Bespin. Come.
Exeunt Darth Vader and Boba Fett.
He orders what he will, sans sense or rhyme. This deal is worse becoming all the time.
Lobot is speechless. Exeunt. Scene 5. Bespin, the Cloud City. Enter Chewbacca with C-3PO's parts. Being reconnected.
What? Stormtroopers, in Bespin, I am shot!
Chewbacca disconnects C-3PO and tries to reconnect him again.
Oh, 'tis better. That is quite improved. But hold, for something is not right. My eyes, I cannot see!
Chewbacca adjusts C-3PO.
Now that is mended fine. Yet wait, I now am backward. Head is back and front's reverse, and all has gone awry. Is this a Wookiee's notion of a joke? Thou stupid senseless beast! Thou furball, wretched, mophead, ignorant!
Chewbacca switches off C-3PO. Enter Han Solo, carried by stormtroopers, who drop him and exit.
Oh, Chewie, I'm in agony. My every bone and sinew cries with pain.
Enter Princess Leia.
What have they done to you, my noble man? And what can be their purpose, dost thou know?
It was torture unlike any I have known. For never any questions did they ask. Instead, with silent mouths and darting eyes, they fixed me solidly onto a seat and lowered me onto a mechanism. At first, 'twas like a searing heat that raced from skin to bone and back again. Then sparks flew out upon my chest and neck and face. Such fire as though 100 blasters spread their shots across my body. Or perhaps as though 1,000,000 tiny lightsabers did prick and dance their way about my skin. All this they did, but ne'er made inquiry. Ne'er asked me whence we came or where we go. Ne'er asked about the rebels' rendezvous. No information they did seek to know. It only seemed they wished to bring me pain. I tell thee, it was far worse and terrible than if they had sought answers from my blood. But this demented evil shakes my soul. For wherefore torture without questioning?
Enter Lando with guards.
Get thee hence now, Lando!
Tut! Attend my voice, for this ye both should hear. Darth Vader hath given word that he will turn both Leia and Chewbacca o'er to me.
What dost thou mean by o'er to me? Thou knave! I would not turn a rival o'er to thee, much less the ones beloved by my heart.
They must stay here, but will at least be safe. 'Twas not my choice. I have no say in this. 'Tis Vader who doth pull the strings, and we are but the puppets with which he doth play.
And what of Han?
Darth Vader shall give him o'er to the bounty hunter.